हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
वेलकम to this Kartik inspiration. Actually, I'm beginning to really see all of you in front of me and feel great gratitude that we are spending time together, although it happens through the computer, in this month of Kartik. Today, we will focus on what could be the greatest task for all of us on the spiritual path. There's one obstacle, one reason why we are here in the material world that needs to be confronted and then solved. It's envy. Envy on the success of others. Envy ultimately towards the Lord, which manifests in not wanting to give him the position in our life that he has, that is the center of all our existence, the source of our very life. There is a beautiful story, you could say, or there's a wonderful personality that's the older brother of Nanda Maharaj, who teaches us how to throw out envy. Nanda Maharaj had two older brothers and two younger brothers. He was exactly the middle one. His oldest brother had the name Upananda. He was the son of Pajanya Maharaj, who founded the Braj settlement. When Pajanya Maharaj became a little older, he felt he would like to spend all his time worshipping Lord Hari and retire from managing a small kingdom. So one day he called a big assembly of cowherd men together, and before everyone he crowned his oldest son Upananda as the new king. Upananda accepted this, but there was something in his heart. There was also something in the heart of Pajanya Maharaj. In fact, the same feeling or something was in the heart of everyone present. What's about Nanda? Nanda was not in this coronation ceremony. He has such wonderful qualities. And just to look at him and his example is so supremely inspiring. So Upananda then did something extraordinary. He called Nanda, who was not there, into the assembly, embraced him lovingly, and gave him the entire kingdom of Kukula, which he had just received from his own father, by putting on the royal tilak. He took a thumb, he put it into, I believe, red sindura, and made an upward going line on the forehead. Everyone gasped in astonishment. Pajanya Maharaj looked on, and his eyes widened with bliss, because all this time he had been desirous to give the kingdom to Nanda because of the countless attributes which Nanda had. But he thought it's perhaps better to follow the social etiquette and give it to the oldest son. When Upananda saw the deep emotions which went through the assembly, he began to speak. Don't think this is a thoughtless action of mine. Don't think I just acted out of affection. No, this is not a whimsical action on my behalf, because I have seen the great superior qualities of Nanda, which have an overwhelming, all-controlling effect. I also feel that it is the desire of the Lord that it is Nanda who rules all of us. I will serve him as a sub-Nanda, a little under him as a minister, and will see that all the affairs are taken care of. Now, as Upananda spoke, everyone just shouted, Jeho, 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 and the devatas showered flowers, because Upananda had thrown out envy so totally, so completely, and with a heart so soft and free, he could act upon the desire of the Lord, the secret desire of everyone, and he enjoyed doing it. When you become free from the chains of envy, you are actually able to walk with confidence and happiness in the heart. Please see in which areas of your life you might reconsider your attitudes towards someone, and instead of envying, become empowering, and you will see the doors to the world will open widely and invitingly for you. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.